As for the Rosh Yeshiva's own appreciation and happiness in Torah and mitzvahs, it was a legend in his lifetime. His Talmud, Rav Shmuel Feivelson, relates, "I remember how he would say, 'What greater pleasure can there be than that of Ferenfrin, of answering a difficult Rambam, of explaining a difficult Gemara?' He would say, 'How great is the geschmack, pleasure, in saying Baruch Hu, v'yes darfs zu zayin, the way one should properly say it, in answering Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah. As for Limud HaTorah, the pleasure the Rosh Yeshiva had when learning was indescribable. The pleasures of the wealthiest man couldn't begin to compare to the Rosh Yeshiva's pleasure in learning. His face would shine with happiness. He couldn't understand how others don't jump from joy upon hearing a chiddush." From the Yom HaZikaron in Drasha. Reb Leibish Brostowski relates that he once walked out of the Beis Medrash and passed the Rosh Yeshiva's office, which was actually an enclosed porch with glass doors. He couldn't believe his eyes. The Rosh Yeshiva was dancing. Literally. He was jumping up and down with excitement. The Rosh Yeshiva then noticed Reb Leibish, came out of the office, and asked him to call Reb Yaakov Schiff from the Beis Medrash. When Reb Schiff left the office, Reb Leibish accosted him and asked what was going on. Reb Schiff told him the Rosh Yeshiva had a difficulty on a Be'er Hagra in Cheshen Mishpat for 30 years, and he had just discovered the answer. Reb Chaim Lenschitz. There was also some talk in the Rosh Yeshiva in those days about how the Ram, as he was often called, standing for Resh Masifta, knocked over a bottle of ink in the excitement of writing down an answer he had just found for a perplexing Be'er Hagra. Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer once commented to Rav Mordechai Shapiro, "When I see a Be'er Hagra, my first thoughts are that I can apply here this Mishnah Lamelech, that Lecha Mishnah. But when my son-in-law, Reb Aaron, sees a Be'er Hagra, all his bones start trembling." Reb Yaakov Bussell. This Talmud personally remembers a Chazaras Hashir, when the Rosh Yeshiva was saying over a Gemara with such happiness, with almost a laugh in his voice, that it actually obstructed his speech. He could hardly get the words out of his mouth. Rav Yaakov Eliezer Schwartzman Shlita related to me that he also saw this a few times. When the Rosh Yeshiva came to America before the war to raise money for Kletzker Yeshiva, a wealthy and elderly individual who had learned in Volozhin came to him. The Rosh Yeshiva told the man that the Chofetz Chaim had said that a supporter of Torah does not just receive a separate reward in the world to come. He receives Torah itself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually teaches him Torah in the world to come. This person absolutely could not understand it. How could it be that he would be able to say over the Rosh Yeshiva's shir or Rebbe Baruch Ber's shir for just a few dollars? The Rosh Yeshiva said, "Es kumtich, you deserve it." But the man still could not accept it. Finally, the Rosh Yeshiva told him, "You deserve it, because we have Olam Hazeh, pleasure in this world. But you are giving up your Olam Hazeh." Rav Zvulun Schwartzman,